morning, Solace Church. We're so glad that you're here today. This is the last service of the year for us. And if you're a guest visiting with us, man, what an honor it is to have you come to our concluding service for this year. This has been an incredible year, and we're going to celebrate that this morning with you. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm lead pastor Matt Blair, and it is incredibly amazing what God has done this year through Solace Church in our lives, in my life personally, and I'll be sharing with you this morning about all the ways in which God has really made a significant difference in our church, also in my family. So I'm glad that you're here. If you're watching online at solacechurch.com, thank you for joining us. We're so glad to have an online audience each and every week. Thank you for being here with us wherever you're at in the world. Thank you for choosing to be a part of our service today. Now, let's talk today about what God has done over the last 12 months through Solace Church. We've come a long, long way. And some of you were with us in the old facility, and now you're in the new facility. And so you've seen the transition from where we've come from to where we are. And you know what? That's always an interesting journey, isn't it? There's ups and downs. There's good and bad. Some of you would say, I liked it better when we had no seats available, when we were crammed in, and we had one hallway like we were cattle down a path there. And some of you would say, no, we need the space. It's so good. And some of you would say, man, I love the fact that we have this new building, and it's a larger space, and we've got sound system and lights and smokes. And some of you would say, no, man, I just want some TVs hanging on the wall like our old building, right? I mean, that's the give and take that takes place in every ministry when you see the kind of growth that we've seen. And that's okay. All that's okay. Your personal preference is wonderful. But I want to share with you today, beyond the personal preferences, what we've seen over the course of the last 12 months. If you want to turn with me quickly, I want to share with you just quickly a passage of scripture from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. Solomon wrote this book, and he's considered the wisest man ever to walk the earth, next to Jesus, of course. And he writes this very familiar one that we've heard many, many times, this very familiar collection of sayings, that there is a season and time for everything. And as I read this morning, I want to challenge you just to think in your own journey how these phrases, these words have been true in your life and in your journey. I'll share with you and make a few comments along the way, because there are several in this section of scripture that really hit home to my life, to our family, to this ministry as well. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3, this is the way Solomon says. I'm just going to read to you. It won't be on the screen. Solomon says that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. And then he gives us the list of the circle of life, the way life tends to flow in any given season. He says that there's a time to be born and a time to die. Now, our life has been changed significantly by the first part of that, a time to be born, because we added the third, a little Blair, to our family. We're the three little Blairs at our house, and that is incredible. And of course, you know, if you've watched Facebook, we've added two new dogs as well, puppies, which was a terrible, terrible decision. I don't know why Santa brought us those. It was so much fun when they were in the crate the first time, and now all I'm doing is cleaning up poop in our garage. And so it's really, really crazy how that works. But a time to be born, and then a time to die. At Solace Church this year, I was just talking to Chuck, our pastoral care pastor, and he shared that we did no less than 15 funerals that we were connected with here, and many, many others that we were connected with on a larger scale. You guys know this. Maybe some of you experienced the great side of having a new addition to your family, but you also, some of you may have experienced the loss of someone significant in your life. And those are the cycles of life. We're born and we die. There's a time to plant, he goes on to say, and a time to uproot. And I was thinking about our church, and this has taken place in our church, this planting and uprooting. In a figurative sense, we've seen people come and land here at Solace Church. I'll show you in a minute that we've seen many, many new members come and connect here at Solace Church. But we've also seen some families transition. I've had to say goodbye to several close friends, people that I've built relationships with. They've come from here, and now they're in other cities and other locations and other churches. And so some of them have gone for business, work-related issues. Some of them have gone because they've started new churches, or they're connected to another church in ministry. And so this season of planning and uprooting is reality here in our own church. Some of you may be here today as a plant in 2014. You're here from another location because you chose to come be a part of this. And so this season and this cyclical thing takes place. He goes on to say in verse number 3, there's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. That second part of verse 3 really applies to us as well. There's a time to tear down and time to build. I was reminded, and I'll show you in just a minute, of some pictures of when we literally began to tear down all the stuff in the old building, take it down, disassemble it, and bring it over here so that we could build. Building was a big, big part of our journey in 2014. It took a while to get it done. Just on a personal note, a little bit of hilarity here, at least from my perspective. Do you guys remember, if you were with us in the old facility, that I said that we were going to be in this facility the last Sunday in January? I was only 3 months off, right? Because we did finally open in April. My staff likes to bring that up on a regular basis, how unskilled a contract labor project manager I am, and I digress. A time to weep, he goes on to say, and a time to laugh. Man, we've seen that circle take place here. We've cried with so many people down front. Just a couple of weeks ago, we prayed and cried with so many people who were coming to pray and ask God to heal them. And we've cried together. And then just this last week, we laughed together at the Frozen video, which was so well done by the staff. I was so proud of them for doing that. If you haven't seen that video, it has over 6,000 views. And so keep sharing it. That's great. I'm praying it goes viral. I don't even know why. I just want a video to go viral as a part of Solace Church. I think that'd be cool. Time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. That had some relevance to us. This year has been transition, of course, and so we were rummaging through all the things that we've stored up in the old location. 10 years worth of stuff, books, paperwork, all kinds of electrical stuff. I mean, there were AV, audiovisual stuff everywhere. We got it all together. We compiled it. What I've learned is that we have a few staff members that are hoarders. They just keep everything. And so we had to pry some of those things out of their hands because they didn't want to let go. Some of you, man, this would be a good, good verse for you. Some of you are hoarders. Sometimes it's time to let go, all right? Let it go. There is a season for it. You can let it go. Time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Isn't that the way life goes? There's a season and cycle. And the truth is, for our church, this was a season of transition and a season of incredible growth and incredible effectiveness in so many ways. And I'm thankful for that. And I'll be sharing with you more of that in just a minute. But personally speaking, for my family, we were on the side of kind of the good side of the seasons. We saw new family member come, new house. We saw this church as part of a family. This was our church that was being built. And we saw an opportunity to move to a new location. And so many new things and wonderful things that we're so thankful for in our personal life, in our journey. But the truth is, some of you may be here today in 2014. Wasn't that season of on the good side of the time for us? Maybe it was a difficult year for you. And before the day's up, I want to pray for you that God would give you favor in 2015. Because here's the truth. Life has these seasons of ups and downs. And I like what Rick Warren says, that life is a lot like a set of railroad tracks, that on one track things are going good, and on the other track there's some difficult things and challenges that you're facing. And so my prayer for you, if this has been a tough year for you, is that God would just return some favor and blessing to you in 2015. I'll be lifting your case up this morning before we're all said and done. And so here we are in this season and cycle of life, right? Good and bad, up and down, time to build, time to tear, and all these seasons of life. Well, I thought it'd be cool today, as we reminisce, as we go back on this last Sunday in 2014, for us to go back and look at 2014 in snapshots. So here's what I did. I was thinking about these seasons and cycles that Solomon writes about, and what I thought would be a good idea is to literally go on Facebook and also search through my records, my phone, our cameras, our database here. So I went through every avenue I could find, and I began to look at all the pictures that you posted that we gathered about Solace Church, and I picked out the top 23 pictures for this year. Now, I got to be honest, I typed in, you know, Solace Church on Facebook, so I creeped a lot of your pages this week, all right? I just looked through them all. It was really, really fun and interesting to see what you guys were up to this year. Some of you, shame on you. And some of you, that is awesome. That is great. So, you know. All right, so let's do this. Let's have some fun this morning. 23 pictures that represent the season, this time for everything at Solace Church. And so I want to take you back in time. Some of you who have not been with us the whole year, I'll have to give you a little more information to fill you in on the significance of the pictures. But let's just do this. Top 23 pictures I found. Number one, I just call this one the Exodus. And the three of you that just laughed know exactly what I'm going to say, because the Exodus series was such a great, terrible series for our church. Because in one hand, it was that series that got us going and excited about moving. And on the other hand, it felt like, gosh, are we ever going to cross the river? How many more times do I have to hear about the nation of Israel and Moses and those instructions? And sometimes it was boring and sometimes it was just tedious. And so thank you for enduring the Exodus, for those of you who stayed with us through that. But on the other hand, man, it was so critical for us because it set the stage for what we were going to experience. There were so many parallels to what the nation of Israel went through and what we went through. So many great lessons for us to learn. And so thank you for allowing us to do the Exodus, even though in some moments it wasn't the greatest content in the world. Let's go on to picture number two. This was good. Picture number two is the new building being built. This was a picture of this actual facility, this auditorium, before there were chairs, before there was any sound equipment, all the good stuff. All this was just, you know, we were working our tails off during this period of time. And one of the great stories that our staff loves to laugh about is our general contractor asked us to come in and clean the floors. So we came in with brooms and with mops that were wet and with vacuum cleaners. And we got on our hands and knees and we had knee pads on. And I mean, we swept and cleaned and mopped, and it was an incredibly hard job to do. We had these scrapers as well. We were scraping the mud off the floor. Our backs were killing us. And then just a few weeks later, the general contractor came back and said, hey, we need to clean the floors again. I'm like, what? We just did it. So he came back in and we scraped the floors and cleaned the floors and mopped the floors. And then they worked some more. And the general contractor called us back and said, hey, we need the floors cleaned again. And so we came back and mopped and dusted. And we were like, dear God, are the floors ever going to be done around here? It was incredibly exhausted. And so this was a picture of what we did. Man, the vacuum cleaners, you see, we worked our tails off trying to get the floors done. That was sometime around the January period of time. So the new building was a part of the long, long nights at Solace Church in the early months of the year. I thought picture number three was really, really moving. This is a picture, and you can't see it very well. Some of these pictures, by the way, aren't great because I, again, stole them from your websites or your Facebook pages. This was a picture of us, our last service in the old building. If you weren't with us, this was a great, great service. I'm going to show you another picture in just a second. But Jay and I were on stage. We stripped everything out. Do you remember? And there was this cord hanging down from the ceiling. It was an electrical cord hanging down from the ceiling. And Jay literally could turn on and off the lights with this just random cord that was hanging down, no other. And we were like, that's hilarious, right? We laughed at that. And we shared those stories of what Solace Church meant over the past 10 years. That was a very, very powerful moment. Picture number four is another picture of our last service in our old building. We did a candlelight service, and we just invited God's favor and his anointing on the new location. And we all prayed together, and we celebrated the closure of that old location. That was a really, really cool moment. Picture number five is a really cool shot. Again, you can tell I swiped it. This is Brian and Carrie Howell. They had their old Fellowship Church shirts. If you don't know, our name at Solace Church used to be Fellowship Church, and they put on their old Fellowship Church in celebration of where we've come from. And so on the bottom right there, you see a picture of the old location and what that looked like. That was a sweet-looking building, wasn't it? 10 years in 5,300 square feet. Grew to 600 or 700 in that location. It was amazing. And then, of course, the new building at the top. Do you guys remember driving by the day they put up the sign on our new location? When it was lit up at night. Can I just get, I gotta tell you, I'm so proud of what we were able to do here. Not sinfully prideful, just proud of it. I remember standing outside, it was in the dark, looking up, going, so amazed at what we were able to do. So that was really, really cool to see that as well. One of my favorite pictures of the year. Number six picture of the year was the launch team. I found this picture and I thought, man, this really speaks to why Solace Church was able to do what Solace Church did in the new location. If you don't know this, when we were in our old location, we were running 600 or 700, which meant we had about 400 adults in our old location, and the rest were children. Of course, what else would they be, right? Jay and Leslie came up with this idea of a launch team. We actually borrowed it from Life Church, who does this incredibly well. But the launch team idea was a great idea for our church. We ask you to come alongside of us, and we ask many of you to sign up for 3 months of commitment while we open this building. So April, May, and June. And so we had 400 adults. We had over 300 people sign up for the launch team. That's how many people were willing to engage in helping us and serving over the first 3 months of our church. So the launch team was a huge part of the success of Solace Church when we launched into the new location. If you served on part of that team, thank you, thank you, thank you for being willing to invest in that launch team idea. It was a great, great, great idea, and it was very well executed. So thank you for that for sure. The seventh picture that I want to show you is the picture of the first service we ever had here, which was Michael Boggs in concert. We had over 900 people at that first service. It was great. Michael did a great job leading us in worship and singing some of his new songs. It was really, really cool. It was the first time we were able to see all the lights and smoke and screens on and the audio up and running with everyone in the room. And I cannot tell you how incredible it was to be a part of that service. If you were here, you know it was great. There was no room in the auditorium. It was completely full. Our cafe was freaking out. Lines were out the door. It was a crazy, crazy day. And it was incredible to take the step from old to new. That was a big, big day for our church. Picture number eight is an invite card. Some of you posted this on Facebook, and I thought it was really, really cool. You invited your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, your classmates to Solace Church. And so on our grand opening on Sunday, April 13th, we had our first service. I'll show you a picture of it, but we had 1,470 people here at our first service at Solace Church. It was an amazing, amazing day. We had 10 people give their life to Christ during that opening weekend of our church when we had a grand opening. It was so, so cool to see that. I want to show you a picture, which is the next picture, number nine, the first service in the new location. I don't know how well you can see that, but how cool was that? See the auditorium so full, the classrooms full, and the cross up on stage. How many of you know this, that it is always about the cross? That is the central piece of the story of Christianity, the cross, the crucifixion, and then ultimately his resurrection. And so we focused on the cross that week. That was the week before Easter, and we had 1,470 people. 10 people gave their life to Christ. It was so, so cool. And I got to say that I was a little bit nervous being on the stage that week. It was really humbling to be here looking out over the audience and seeing people I've never seen before in my life come and experience what we got to experience. So, so cool to see the opening service at our church. It was really, really cool. I want to show you the next picture because this may be my favorite picture of the entire year. This is the picture that I think Brandy Moten shot this picture. She was sitting down on this side. Rachel was here across behind her. It was a silhouette picture. It was incredible. It really captures the heart of what we were trying to get at in that first service. So that's really, really cool. Thanks for posting that picture on Facebook and letting me steal it. Number 11, which is a great picture as well. Come on. Thank you. The cross didn't get claps, but Starbucks gets claps here this morning. That is awkward. It's weird. No, this is really, really cool. How amazing is it that this partnership came about? We were able to partner with Starbucks and open in our cafe. And so, so thankful for Michelle and the team of people that work there. They are the hardest working people at our church for about 30 minutes to an hour. They do a great, great job. And I'm so thankful for that. So this is really, really cool. Again, you guys know my favorite drink. If you don't, come ask me because there's not a better one in the cafe. Non-coffee, because coffee tastes terrible. Amen. Picture number 12. Let's look at picture number 12. This is the playground. I got to say that while the cafe is a huge hit, if you're a kid in our church, the playground is even a bigger hit. Those kids play on that thing like crazy. Great investment for our church. It's hilarious to me because my kids are a part of this, but I walk down that area in the lobby every week, and I just watch parents just doing this. But it's even funnier than that because when they actually have to go, they're like trying to pry the kid off the playground. Like, let's go. You've been on there 10 minutes. It's a great, great investment for our church. What a way to tell the community that we are so passionate about seeing kids have a great time, but also learn about the person and work of Christ. I love the playground. It's a good addition to our church. Let me show you the next picture, number 13. Wonderful picture. There's Chuck baptizing a young man in our church a few weeks ago. Great picture I found on Facebook of the power of life change, moving people from the moment of belief to the step of obedience, which is following the Lord in baptism. How cool is that to see that? It's one of my favorite services we do. We call it Next Step Sunday, and we're going to do that many, many times next year as well. We'll do it about once a quarter. I'm looking forward to that as well. So Chuck, well done on leading us in baptism. That's great. Picture number 14. This is a cool picture. This is one of the images that the youth group came up with, and this is a series that they did. And I thought it was such a great picture, such a great graphic that I wanted to show you, because here's the deal. Our youth ministry is first class. Our student ministry, called Catalyst Student Ministries, is exceptional. They run between 175 and 200 students. Then they have another 20 or so adults that are in the room. And on Wednesday nights, they do an incredible job of having a powerful, effective service, but also getting together in small groups. They are doing a great job. I want to give huge kudos to Jay and Mitch and all the team that's just working to make that possible. And let me tell you something about our youth group. They're pushing the envelope on creativity. They pushed us this year. Do you know that we at the adult service borrowed several elements that they did in the youth service first? Yeah, I was furious about it. I'm like, why did you come up with that for them and not for us? It's great. I'm so excited to see them push on our youth ministry. Exceptional youth ministry. Picture number 15 is our Solace Kids Auditorium. I thought it was appropriate to have the word creativity in there as well, because Zach and his team of people are doing an exceptional job working with our kids. We have somewhere between 250 and 300 sixth grade and under on Sunday mornings here at our church on a regular basis, and they do an exceptional job. This Solace Kids Auditorium is a mini-me of this auditorium, and so it's really, really cool to watch them decorate their areas and make it kid-appropriate. I will tell you that Grady, my son, is in that class, and he absolutely loves it. Loves it. Mostly for the free prizes, but he loves it. Loves it. I listen to them, and they know the stories. Zach's doing a great job teaching the stories of the Bible. They know the stories. They're learning them. They can recite them. And I'm so proud of the way that's going at our church. I want to show you picture number 16. It's a great picture as well, which is Church Camp 2014. I thought that was an awesome picture. Again, thank you, whoever had that on Facebook. But we did our very first camp this year by ourselves. We hosted it. We ran it. We were in charge of it. We had several hundred kids. We took our teens and our kids to the same campground. They kind of did their own things in separate parts of the camp. We took several hundred kids from Solace Church and, of course, the community as well to camp. And it was a great, great experience there at camp in 2014. So appreciate the work of those who were there. When you give up a week of your life, a volunteer, when you give up a week of your life, you could be on vacation. You choose to go to camp. You're my hero. Thank you. Thank you for choosing to do that. So amazing. Let me show you picture number 17. This is Kids Summer Celebration. If you've never been a part of Kids Summer Celebration, it's VBS on steroids. They do an incredible job decorating the stage. They go all out. It is a first-class production from the stage. It's so effective. The students who are here, the kids who are here, learn the stories, get to hear great Bible lessons, great biblical principles about how to live as a student, as a child. It's great, great stuff. Plus, they have a lot of fun. We have blow-ups and all kinds of games and activities. Wonderful, wonderful event. Pow and Kabam, Jay and Zach, great job on leading that. You guys did a good job. Number 18, very near and dear to my heart, is apologetics picture this year. If you don't know who these people are on screen, you can look on both sides. If you go left to right, Caleb Steele is on the left. He's the director of the Josh McDowell Institute at Oklahoma Wesleyan in Bartlesville. He's the Josh McDowell director there, institute director. He's incredibly connected in the apologetics world. That is your lovely pastor next. I think Starbucks got a bigger clap than me. Then Dr. Frank Turek, who was here at our apologetics conference and who talked about the reasons that you can believe in God and the reasons you can believe in the reliability of Scripture. It was an incredible event. The guy that's not shown is in another picture, but Greg Kokel was also here with us, who's an exceptional leader as well. And then Dr. William Lane Craig. And the reason why I posted this picture is because I am partial to this picture above all else in the apologetics world. Dr. William Lane Craig, the guy on the far right, is the foremost philosopher, Christian philosopher in the world. And I got to ride down in a car with him for about an hour and a half from Tulsa to Oklahoma City. Caleb made that possible. I got to spend an hour and a half with the leading expert in the world in philosophy, Christian philosophy. He debates all the major players, people you would know if I told you their names. Exceptional, exceptional individual, first-class individual, and very humble. And I was so honored to be able to spend that time with him. So that was a huge, huge deal for us. This last year. Let me show you the next picture, picture number 19. This I got some splaining to do on this picture. I drove up one day, and we park around back, our staff did. I drove around back, or I was coming around back in my truck, and all of a sudden I see this dog sprint out to the side, and I could tell it was like going after something. It wasn't just a random dog running through, sniffing around. It was a dog that was on a purpose, and I was like, well, if a dog's on a mission, there has to be someone back there giving it something to do. And so I turned the corner, and all of a sudden, these two individuals were back there. And they were folding up and packing up some stuff. I was like, So I got out of the truck, and I was like, hey, how are you guys doing? I'm the pastor here. And they were like, hey, how are you? And I was like, can I help you? And they're like, no. We just spent the night under the stairwell there. And we're making our way on down to Texas. And I was like, you spent the night under our stairwell? Like, yeah. It was cold and rainy. And so we just kind of bundled up under the stairwell. And so we're making our way out. And I was like, that's creepy. So I talked to him for a little bit. I was like, do I need to be scared right now? Or is this really cool moment? And so I talked to him for a while, and come to find out they're not homeless. They weren't nomads. They were actually on a mission. They wanted to walk instead of drive. They had cell phones. They were, you know, pretty well kept, and they had backpacks, and they had money, and there was no issue. They just wanted to walk from here. I don't even know where they started, but they were walking down somewhere in Texas or New Mexico or something like that. And I was like, that's crazy. So come to find out, they were wonderfully nice people. So I thought, how often does someone stop to spend the night in your stairwell at your church? I got to get a picture of that. So I snapped this picture of us because that was such a crazy, cool moment that you never knew about that took place at Solace Church. So that's one of my favorite pictures of the year. A couple of more. Number 20 is give. You're going to see in just a minute the actual video that we rolled when we announced the number a few weeks ago. But the actual number of money that came in for give grew after we announced that video. Several people said, we weren't here, we really want to give. And so the total of give dollars that came in was over $116,000 this year. And it was exceptional to see the way that you guys responded. And I want to read to you just a quick letter this morning to show you the difference you're already making in the lives of people. Remember, this money goes to help students, kids, families that are in desperate need of clothing or food or some other types of materials. And so this letter came in to our give director, Kathy Cross, and it came from one of the schools from Garfield, and it came from a lady just named Nancy in this letter, and I just want to read to you what she said. She said, hi, Kathy. Just a quick update on the generous donation you provided. We were able to provide Christmas gifts for all of the children in 15 Garfield families. We were also able to buy food and deliver in decorated boxes to 16 families. The heat was turned back on today in one household. I felt very blessed to get to witness all of the gratitude and joyful tears from the parents and grandparents. You all have made a tremendous difference in our community. We held back a good portion of the money to continue to help with utility bills later this winter. Wishing you all a wonderful Christmas with much, much appreciation, Nancy. Awesome. Thank you for your generosity. Just a couple of days. You can clap for that. That's great. Just a couple of days ago, I was at the hospital with Chuck and Sandra and one of their family members, and I was sitting there, and we were just talking about just life, and one of the individuals that was sitting there is from Pratt Elementary, and she said, hey, I just want you to know that you're making a significant difference in this community. There was a young man who comes from a broken home, young student comes from a broken home, and mom and dad, aren't on the same page, very, 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 angry, bitter situation. And the student came to school with a pair of shoes that had a huge hole in the shoes. Last year, we gave to Pratt, we gave lots of shoes and other clothing because they were in great need of that. But one of the things that they realized is there wasn't the sizes, one or two, in boy sizes, which, by the way, is what my oldest son wears, which is very, very significant to hear this story. And so this year, they asked, this is a gap for us, Would you be willing to fill in this gap and provide these shoes for us this year, sizes 1 and 2, boy size 1 and 2? And certainly we were able to meet that need. And so this student comes in, teacher sees the pair of shoes that he's wearing. He's a huge hole in it. The teacher sends him to this individual, and this individual recognizes the size of shoe that they need, and he decides 2 shoe. It just so happens this year that we were able to provide this child with a pair of shoes that were brand new, when they came to school with a pair that had a hole in them. So I think that's so cool to be able to do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity and the way that you're making a difference. And I can't wait to share with you more stories. There are lots of stories pouring in. We'll continue to share with you more of those stories. So give was a big, big deal for us. Picture number 21 is the kids program. This was so much fun. Fact or fiction, it was so great to see. Again, my kids were on stage, which you guys have enjoyed that for many, many years, but I'm just now starting to get my kids on stage, so that's a big deal, and so we always want to take lots of pictures of them. So anyway, a great, great, great production that my mom put on. And the reason why I put this picture up here is because for 10 years, my mom has been doing the Christmas program at Solace Church. And we started with a handful of kids. I've got a picture of just a handful of kids that were on the stage. Students that are now graduated from high school, some of them, were in one of the first Christmas programs we did. It's really, really cool to see that. She's been working so hard to do that. And I just want to give her a huge, huge praise for the way that she's led our student ministry, our kids' ministry over the years. It's awesome. Two more pictures to show you. Picture number 22 is last week at Solace Church. Isn't that awesome? Last week at Solace Church was our Christmas production, and I want to say this. I am so thankful for the leadership of Shad and then Rachel, his wife, and the whole team of people that were on stage leading. And I want to say a huge thank you to all the guys who lead in the back. I'm not going to mention all their names because I'll forget someone, but thank you for those of you who lead behind the scenes to make that possible. It was an exceptional, exceptional week at Solace Church. This picture probably is my favorite snapshot of the year that we've taken, and I so, so love the picture. It was such a powerful, powerful week. So Christmas at Solace Church, picture number 22. I'm so thankful for that. Picture number 23, last picture today. This is a picture of what took place at Solace Church. Picture we shared just last week at the business meeting, and I want to walk you through this. If you look at the top left graph, whichever screen you're looking at, top left graph, in 2008, we were at 261 people. And this year at Solace Church in 2014, with the first 3 months in the old building, we averaged almost 900 people here at Solace Church, which is incredible. Year over year, from 13 to 14, it's a 51% increase in attendance this year, all things considered. If you take the attendance increase in the new building alone, it's 66% growth in 1 year, which is exceptional. Now, for those of you who love to hear about numbers and what's going on in the world and what's going on in the nation, this is not prideful. I'm not telling you this pridefully, but we looked at the Outreach magazine of the fastest growing churches in America today. Hear me. If all things were equal and we were able to submit our numbers, we would be in the top 30 fastest growing churches in America. That is amazing, amazing to see that. Easter attendance was 1840, which is the largest attendance service we ever had at Solace Church, which was great, great, great. Over on the right side that you see the life change, which is exceptional, we saw, and this is the best we can count and come up with because we don't know about all that God's up to through our church, but 135 people gave their life to Christ. We baptized 60. I'm just going straight down the left column there. We had over 400 people involved in Team Solace, which is serving at Solace Church. That's exceptional. And 175 new members at our church this year, which was great to see. Thank you for choosing to partner with us to call this your church home. If you're one of our new members in 2014, that is awesome. On the right side, going straight down, first-time guests is the top right that you see there. 600. Now, that number is huge. Let me tell you why. Because that number represents the number of cards that were turned in. That's not the total people that came through our door. That's the number of cards turned in, which represents families of one or families of five or eight. We don't know for sure. So it could be anywhere from 1,200 to 2,400 people that came through the doors this year at Solace Church, which was so, so cool to see us make that big of a difference. Solace Groups had a sign up. We had 365 adults sign up for Solace Groups, which is great. And we're going to get better at that as well. If you're not in a group, Get in a group. The Catalyst averaged 180 this year, and then on Wednesday nights, the Solace Kids Ministry averaged 105. So that's some of the things that took place at Solace Church this year. How cool is that to see? And I thought it would be appropriate because you guys know this. All of this is from God and not from us. All of this comes from God. You know what the Bible says? We are just clay pots, jars of clay, so that when something significant happens, it clearly demonstrates to a world that God's all-surpassing power is what allows these things to take place. And so I thought it'd be appropriate at this point before we're done today to stop and just give God a huge hand clap today for what he's done this year. It's awesome. All right, quickly let me wrap this up. But just a couple more things because we are going into 2015. So we've celebrated 2014. You're going to see a quick video in just a couple more minutes. But 2015 is a critical year. I want you to stay plugged in just another minute with me this morning. Church, hear me. 2015 is an incredible, has incredible possibility for us in so many ways. We have a facility that can now, that can allow us to grow to a whole new level. We have a facility that allows us to do ministry at the next level. We also have a chapter turn in our existence. We're 10 years old. We're not a new church plant. We're not brand new. We're not that church tucked away. We're that church on 41st Street where God is big and moving and doing something significant. So in this year, we're going to capture that. I got to say, 2014 for us was a year of reaction. Like, oh my gosh, how do we catch up with 66% growth? How do we catch up with what God is up to? Well, 2015, different story. 2015 is proactive. 2014, reacting. 2015, proactive. Anticipating, getting ahead so that we can be effective this year and God can do even more things through us. I want to give you four things just quickly. I'll mention them to you and we'll be done. Four things that you can expect to see at Solace Church this next year. Number one, we're going to be bringing on new staff. This is a new season for us and we're going to be bringing on some new staff. You're going to see some new faces here at Solace Church in 2015. Would you welcome them? Would you rally behind them? Would you support them like you've supported the rest of us? If you want to know the specific positions, we'll be glad to share that with you, but we're still working through all of them, so I don't want to share today because we're still working through some of the details. But our budget in 2015 allows us to bring on about three or four new people. And by the way, if needed, if we outgrow just the three or four staff that's necessary, we'll continue to evaluate that and be proactively looking to make sure we're staffed appropriately. So we'll be bringing on some new staff this year. The second thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be making some modifications to this facility. You're going to see a new glass division between the lobby, the adult lobby, and the kids lobby. It is very loud in the kids lobby, and we want it that way. But we don't want it to affect what's going on over here. And so there's going to be a division there with some doors. It'll all be glass, some glass doors. So you'll be able to make that transition and we'll be able to seal that off if we need to for noise purposes. And there'll be a couple of other improvements on the facility that we feel is appropriate. And you'll be seeing those as well in some other areas. So that's number two. We're going to make some modifications to the facility. Number three, we're going to push the creative envelope. Hear me. At Solace Church, we love finding new creative ways to deliver the same timeless message, the unchanging message of the gospel. So at Solace Church in 2015, we're going to push the creative envelope. We're going to be bringing some new things that we've never done before, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And number four, we are going to become aggressive at planning for the next initiatives at Solace Church. We're going to be launching. We've had our very first disaster relief meeting at our church. We have four initiatives: disaster relief, Solace Church University, the refuge, and the orphanage. And we've already had our first meeting for disaster relief. We had almost, I think it was 60 people in that meeting, which is incredible to see that many people already signing up. We're going to be launching our disaster relief team in the spring of 2015. How cool is that? We're going to be going out as a church to be able to do this. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but I want us to get a trailer and I want to have it wrapped. So I want to look good going out on scene. And I'd love for us to be able to have a truck as well, wrapped. How cool would it be to have a Solace Church truck wrapped? That's just me. I got it. But that's cool. All right. So we want to send a team of people to be able to go do that. So I'm excited about that. But in 2015, hear me. If you signed up to be a part of the planning of the Refuge, the Orphanage, or Solace Church University, we are getting after it in 2015. These things are going to come to pass. And you're going to be a part of making that happen. God is going to do the incredible through Solace Church. I'm so, so excited about that. Now, there's a whole much more, but I don't want to say it all today. We'll unveil more of that in the weeks to come as we continue to do this thing called church. Thank you so much for listening to this. It's a great, great, great week to be a part of that as we celebrated Solace Church in 2014. And here's the way I'd like to close this portion of the service before we're done. Hear me. As I said a few minutes ago, 2014 may have been a banner year for you. 2014 may have been a difficult year for you. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to spend just a moment in prayer thanking God for all the good things that's happened in your family, my family in 14. And I want to ask God's favor on your family in 15. For those of you who've had a tough year, man, I want to lift up your situation before the Lord. So here's what we're going to do. You can just stay seated. If you're here with someone, would you just kind of...
Hey, this is Pastor Matt Blair. Thank you so much for taking time to check out our podcast today at solacechurch.com. You know, we realize that it's possible, as you listen to this message today, that God may have spoken to your heart about something. So if you made any kind of spiritual decision, we would love to know about that. You can email us at info@solacechurch.com and let us know what happened in your life today. Once again, thank you so much for taking time to check out this podcast.